Over the past decade, the ruling Victory Front Party has redesigned Argentina's stance over Malvinas Islands, telling the world Malvinas is not a national, but a global cause against colonialism. And it seems emerging players are listening. Representatives of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, and the Foreign Minister of Russia, Mr. Sergei Lavrov, have recently issued a joint statement ratifying their support to Argentina's sovereignty claims and calling on the UK to abide by the resolutions of the United Nations and its decolonization committee that urge both parties to sit at the negotiating table.
Malvinas has crucial importance for Latin America's strategic development, for emerging countries in the world, but the world is changing and the British colonialism will be over.
Russia seems to have definite interests in a conflict that the coalition government of British Prime Minister David Cameron refuses to address, based on a self-determination pledge and on UK's permanent seat at the UN Security Council. Expert on geopolitical affairs and head of the Peoples for Malvinas Group, a local organization that has launched a nationwide campaign to collect 1 million signatures demanding London to resume dialogue with Buenos Aires, Juan Reche explains Moscow has long opposed to Britain's attempts to control the resource-rich archipelago.
Malvinas represents a redesign of power in the 21st century. Besides, Russia has Antarctic interests and knows perfectly that the Malvinas is an enclave that allows Antarctic access. It is one of the most fierce opponents of Britain's colonialism and monopolization of Antarctica.
Russian scientists and researchers have been indeed studying the Lake Vostok, the largest of the around 300 subglacial lakes beneath Antarctica's ice sheet, discovering a new type of bacterial life this year. Reaffirming its support to Argentina's position over Malvinas and its own strategic agenda in Antarctica, Mr. Reche explains the BRIC country is rebuilding its ties with Latin American countries in significant areas, such as trade, investment and defense as well, following the emergence of the so-called pink tide leaders in the region, such as the late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Latin America and Russia are moving towards a new stance in ties, reaching a $16 billion trade record in 2008.
In a changing world, experts and officials here say Argentina's determination to put Malvinas Island's sovereignty dispute in the international agenda has helped strengthen South-South cooperation and defy so-called world powers that use international organisms such as the UN to impose their hegemony. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.